everyone. Welcome to the Broke Girl Society podcast. I'm your host, Christina. Thank you so much for listening in or possibly watching, depending on what platform you found this on. I put the video of this podcast on our YouTube channel, The Bet Free Life. I do The Bet Free Life live with Brian Hatch most Sundays at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we a lot of times have a guest on, or sometimes it's just us chit-chatting, but we get to interact with people in the chat. So come join us on Sundays, support us. Okay, enough of that. Welcome back to the Broke Girl Society Foundations of Recovery series. This is a limited series where I talk about the building materials that are the foundations of my own personal recovery. And, you know, they continue to help me build a life that I don't want to escape from. So I hope you'll join me every week for a short chat, won't be more than 10, 15 minutes, where I introduce a new piece of my foundation and hopefully your foundation. Now, remember, I'm not a therapist or a specialist. I am a person who has lived through addiction, and I am over 3 years in recovery now, and I'm an expert at my own recovery, and these things helped me. So I'm sharing them in hopes that it will help you. All right, so let's give a shout out to our sponsors before we get started. We are sponsored by the Better Institute, where people go to get better. You can find out more about their gambling certified therapist at betterinstitute.com. And we're also sponsored by Burgess Health, an online gambling therapy platform with gambling certified therapists. Find out more information about their services, visit burgesshealth.com. All right, let's get started. Last week, we talked about acceptance, which involves embracing the reality of where we are without resistance or denial. That's the actual term for what acceptance means. And as we talked about last week, sometimes people can accept pretty easily where they're at. You know, they're on their knees, they're struggling, they're tired of being sick and tired, all these things. And so acceptance comes a little bit easier, but for some people, there's a lot of back and forth of like, do I have a problem? Is it a problem? Can I do this in a different way? And, you know, so it becomes this resistance or this maybe even denial of the problem because of a lot of times it's because of the fear of accepting that it is a problem. So we're going to tie in that acceptance piece with the accountability piece. And these are two really core pieces to the foundation of recovery. Let's talk about what accountability really refers to. And it refers to our willingness to accept responsibility for our actions and decisions, as well as the outcomes resulting from them. And that is the legal definition of accountability. But it really just involves us being answerable to those actions, right? We're acknowledging them, we're answerable to the consequences of them, and, you know, we're accountable to what that means. I think a lot of times there's a misconception when it comes to accountability. We think, oh, well, I live by myself. I don't have anybody to be accountable to, or, you know, like so-and-so isn't holding me accountable, or all these things. But really, the accountability piece, and though having support and all these things, which we'll talk about as part of your accountability, are all great things, but the accountability really starts with us. We are the ones we have to be accountable to. And what does that look like? That looks like the personal responsibility of our actions, right? And our choices. I know a lot of times for me, when I was in active addiction, it felt like my addiction wasn't a choice. It just didn't feel like I was choosing every day to harm myself and the people that I cared about. But the honest reality of it, and this is the honesty part of accountability, is I absolutely had the choice. I had to get dressed, get in my car, drive to the casino. If you're somebody that was an online gambler, you chose to pick up the phone, log into the site, and hit that button, right? And, you know, there's the whole mental piece of that. And I'm struggling with my wording here, but there is, you know, your brain gets wired differently when you're in addiction and an active addiction. It wires differently. It fires differently. It thinks differently. But at the end of the day, we still have to be accountable for those choices. At the same time, we have to be accountable for the choices we make in recovery too, right? And that's going into our commitment part of accountability. Accountability is staying committed to our goals despite the challenges and the triggers. And the way we commit to our recovery is we do the work. We attend the meetings. We make those therapy appointments. We read the books. We listen to the podcasts. We do whatever it is that encourages us to continue on the path of recovery. And that can look different for everybody. But I know a lot of times the commitment falters when at the end of the day, we're like, man, I had a rough day. I'm so stressed. I'm so tired. I'm not feeling well. I'm going to skip the meeting. But if the option was to gamble, you probably wouldn't have those same excuses. Probably wouldn't hold up, right? Or I don't have time to do the self-care. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. But it's, again, goes back to the excuses sometimes that we can find to do things that help us when the things that we struggled with, like the gambling or whatever compulsive behavior, it was easier to get through all that. We didn't have all the excuses, you know, we were able to talk ourselves out of that. So there's the commitment accountability, right? Really committing. I know for me, the first year of my recovery, I went to my GA meeting every week. I still, even over 3 years in recovery, meet with my sponsor every week. I meet with my sponsees every week. I go to therapy. You know, I do all these things every week to meet that commitment to myself. And that's my accountability piece. Plus the fact that I do this podcast and I'm talking to thousands of people, that's a huge accountability piece for me as well. So, you know, really, really leaning into those support groups, leaning into all those individuals and things that help us stay accountable is just a piece of it. But it goes back to the accountability being on us. And that sometimes is the hardest part, is just, you know, staying focused and staying committed. Also using tools to help with accountability. If you don't like have people in your life that you can talk to or people that are checking in on you to help you stay on track, you can use all these different tools like journaling. You can journal to share your thoughts and keep track of your goals. You can download apps that block gambling activities on your phone. You can self-exclude from the casinos. Those are all accountability tools. You can, you know, self-exclude from ATMs where you can put your information into. I know in the U.S. there's an ATM vendor who does most of the ATMs throughout the casinos in the U.S. and they have a self-exclusion or a blocking thing to where you can't use their services at all. That's a huge accountability tool. Also calling your bank, telling them to block all online gambling. Like there's all these things, downloading apps like Gamban and Freedom. Like all these things can block and help you build your accountability or at least help you put those barriers up while you're building your own personal accountability. So there's lots of ways that you can focus on tools that will help you navigate this. And, you know, just focusing on continuously learning and growing through the whole process, like embracing that growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, right? A fixed mindset, we don't think we can move past the situation we're in. A growth mindset knows that we can, knows that there's going to be challenges, but also knows that there is a way through. And so, you know, as you switch over from that stagnant fixed mindset, that addiction a lot of times will put us in, and moving into that growth mindset of like learning how to get past this, learning what I need to do. That's all part of accountability. So, you know, just in conclusion, acceptance in recovery is about facing the reality of our situation with honesty, courage, and openness to change. By embracing acceptance, we can take the first steps towards reclaiming control of our lives and building a healthier, happier future. So that shores up this piece. Don't hesitate to reach out. You can get me at Christina@thebrokegirlsociety.com. Thanks so much for listening.